The national peak body for Indigenous Legal Services is urging the federal government to call a national cabinet meeting over Indigenous deaths in custody. The National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Services organisation says it is time for the mass incarceration of Indigenous people to be put on the national cabinet agenda. The call comes after the death of two Indigenous men in police custody in the Northern Territory in just 2 weeks. First, 24-year-old Kumanjai White, after he was restrained by police at an Alice Springs supermarket, and then a 68-year-old man after being taken into protective custody by the Australian Federal Police. NATSIL's Chief Executive Carly Warner has told NITV the government must address what she described as the over-incarceration of First Nations people.
The Commonwealth should show national leadership and create a federal system that at least allows for independent investigations of deaths in police custody. They can do this at the federal level. They could also allow for this federal system to ensure that independent investigators could go into other jurisdictions.
Aboriginal people attending the annual Burunga Festival in the Northern Territory have expressed their sorrow and solidarity in the wake of the recent deaths in custody in Alice Springs. Kumanjai White was a 24-year-old Walpri man with a disability who died shortly after being forcibly restrained by two plainclothes police officers at a supermarket on May 27. A coronial inquest has been paused while a criminal investigation takes place and forensic pathology is underway to determine the cause of death. The chair of the Jawun Association Aboriginal Corporation, Lisa Mumbin, says she has family in the police but can't accept what has happened.
And here we are, we still got our police force that is supposed to keep us safe. We know they deal with many hard things in life, but what took place just wasn't accepted at all. Not from me anyway, not from Jawun people.
A review has found about two-thirds of Commonwealth contracts do not meet a minimum requirement to hire Indigenous people or use Indigenous businesses. The Audit Office found since 2016 over 1,400 contracts worth $70 billion failed to meet the minimum standard of Indigenous participation from staff or businesses. Commonwealth contracts are subjected to the Indigenous hiring rule when the contract value exceeds $7.5 million. The rule applies when over half of the contract's value is spent in a nominated industry in Australia, including construction, healthcare, industrial cleaning, or wildlife management. Auditors say it is unclear why these contracts have disregarded the rule, but they also found only a fifth of these contracts have been assessed for compliance. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says his government has launched an investigation into the deadly plane crash in India. UK officials say there were 53 British citizens aboard the plane, including the only survivor. Sir Keir has confirmed the government is sending a multidisciplinary team to assist their Indian counterparts with an investigation into the crash.
Obviously, we're establishing the facts and the investigation is ongoing. We're in constant contact with the Indian authorities. We've dispatched our own team that's been acknowledged to work with them, but you know, our hearts and our thoughts are absolutely with the friends and families of all those affected who are going to be absolutely devastated by this awful news.
The privately run Gaza Humanitarian Foundation has accused Hamas of killing eight of its workers as they travelled by bus toward an aid centre near the southern city of Khan Yunis. The US and Israel-backed group, which took over aid distribution from all other agencies on May 27th, also said an unspecified number of workers were taken hostage. Social media channels in Gaza suggested Hamas targeted the bus because it allegedly carried members of a rival militant group Israel admits to arming. Hamas has declined to comment on the shootings. A United Nations senator from California was forcibly removed after interrupting a news conference being held by the US Homeland Security chief. Footage of the incident shows security agents pushing Senator Alex Padilla from the room where Kristi Noem was speaking about the controversial immigration arrests in America's second biggest city. The agents forced the senator to the floor and handcuffed him. Senator Padilla, one of two Democratic senators representing California in the upper chamber of Congress, can be heard trying to ask Ms. Noem about the targeting of immigrants.
To the rioters and to the politicians in Los Angeles.
A half a dozen violent criminals that you're rotating on your...
I also want to talk about specifically...
US President Donald Trump has authorized the deployment of 4,000 National Guard troops and 700 US Marines to try to quell protests over the immigration raids. A new survey shows 1 in 10 LGBTIQ plus young people in Australia experienced physical assault in the past 12 months. Over half of them were also verbally harassed due to their identity in the past year. It also found over a third of the interviewees nationally had already experienced physical harm for their identity at some point in their life. The survey was done by Minus 18, a mental health charity for queer youth, which interviewed almost 3,000 LGBTIQ plus people aged 13 to 25. Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen says she supports calls for stronger rules for IVF services after another mix-up at a leading fertility clinic. IVF campaigners have demanded improved federal regulation after Monash IVF revealed a second instance of an error involving an embryo transfer 2 months after a separate mix-up. Ms. Allen says the error is an indication that change is necessary.
I do support the calls for there to be a stronger national regulatory framework. I understand health ministers are meeting on this very question tomorrow. It is important that the regulation in this space is strengthened, because at the heart of this issue is are families who deserve to have the confidence of the big life-changing journeys that they go through by going on an IVF journey, that they have confidence in the system.
A hidden koala population has been discovered on the New South Wales mid-north coast using Indigenous knowledge combined with Western technology. Gamilaroi and Wiradjuri man Darren McKenney made the initial discovery at the Sugarloaf State Conservation Area inland of Newcastle. University of Newcastle researchers have worked alongside him to survey the koala population as part of a statewide study on the species. They have used spotlighting methods and thermal drone searches to find a significant population of more than 290 koalas. Melbourne's public transport network is being transformed into a moving gallery with the return of the First People's Art Trams to the streets for the Rising Festival. The first tram to hit the street will pay tribute to William Barrack, a prominent Wurundjeri Woiwurrung leader and artist. The tram features an artwork called Corroboree, which is a culturally significant 1897 work returned to Victoria in 2022. It had been acquired by the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung Cultural Heritage Aboriginal Corporation with support from the Victorian government. And this week marked 50 years of SBS, a public broadcaster dedicated to multicultural Australia. Since 1975, SBS has been offering essential services to Australians from non-English speaking backgrounds, with more than 60 language teams. It is also the home to NITV, a channel made by, for and about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Award-winning journalist and broadcaster Ray Martin says SBS is now indispensable.
I can't imagine the Australian media landscape without SBS. It's that important in terms of the stories it tells. When it first started, I used to really just watch it for the football and maybe the Tour de France. But now I watch it probably more than, truly, I watch it probably more than I watch any network.
And that's NITV Radio's News Wrap of the Week.